Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those of you who are out driving around this morning, you might be seeing a few more extra motorbike patrollers and officers floating through the valley this morning. It is because the grace period is over for the HOV lanes. And here to join us is web and traffic editor Mitch Kelly, who's been watching this for years and years and years now, Mitch.
Yeah. Good morning, Fall. Yes.
Good morning. And it's part of the Project Neon that seems to be wrapping up. But let's focus, first of all, on these HOV lanes and the enforcement beginning today.
Yeah, these have been around for about 30 days, Paul. And when they first opened up, and it's a big stretch of freeway, too. It's 22 miles total, 15 from Silverado Ranch to the Spaghetti Bowl and then US 95. From the bowl all the way up to Elkhorn. And when these HOV lanes first went online 30 days ago, NHP said, okay, we're going to give you 30 days to get used to it. There's a grace period. You violate the rules, we'll say, okay, no ticket this time around. But at the end of the 30-day period, we're going to write you up, and it's going to be zero tolerance on it. And that zero tolerance period begins today.
All getting underway this morning as people notice all the striping is done, all that work has been done. $250 to do it. But, I mean, again, there's eligibility requirements.
Yeah, you of course, with a carpool lane, you think you have to have multiple people in it. So if you're in just a regular car, it can't be a solo driver using the HOV lanes. You can use it if you're a motorcycle. You can't use it, say, if it's me and my dog. My dog weighs more than my wife does. That doesn't count as a second person in your car. You will get a ticket for that. So, again, it's a, like you said, Paul, it's a $250 fine. And those that can use it, vehicles with more than two people or more, motorcycles can use it, RCC buses and emergency vehicles. Again, no pets counting as passengers. Trucks with more than two axles can't. Electric cars can't unless you've got two or more people in it. And, of course, the vehicle with only one person, no HOV carpool lane for that.
Web and traffic editor Mitch Kelly here on KXNT talking about the HOV lanes. And it's not new to Las Vegas. It's just a new enforcement for everybody.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, they're used to people having excuses and saying, oh, gee, I didn't know. Well, they gave you 30 days, so they think you should know by now, and it'll be $250 out of your wallet if you violate it starting today.
So as this is part of Project Neon, and you've watched the evolution of Neon so much, what are you hearing about this might actually being towards the end of that whole project as we roll through the Spaghetti Bowl and we put in new lanes and put an end the construction process?
You know, we've been hearing about how Project Neon is 96% complete, but over the last few weekends, they've been doing all this paving, this pave-a-palooza, which makes it sound like it's fun, but it's been anything but for drivers. The major closures involving Project Neon are now done. You will still get closures from time to time in the overnight hours of various ramps around the Spaghetti Bowl and ramps in the resort corridor. But, Paul, most of the major work involving Project Neon is done. We haven't gotten an official end date for when all the work is going to be completed. We're just hearing later this summer, but most of the pain, most of the agony is done with Project Neon.
All right. Hey, Mitch, appreciate the time, man.
You bet.
Thanks for the information. HOV lane enforcement beginning in earnest to begin overnight while you slept. And they're going to be out there this morning. There's no doubt about it. So if you don't want to pay the $250, you know, carpool, that's how it is. I'm looking forward to the spread of park and rides throughout the valley. It seems to be a big thing when you see a lot more HOV lanes get put into place. Again, not new for Las Vegas. We've had HOV lanes here. I mean, we have HOV flyovers in the North Valley and in other places as well. It's not a big secret, but today is the day where the grace period is over, so to speak, and the fines will begin to stack up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.